Friday, we are back on the Carolina Outdoors. DC Lucchese and Christopher Lawing right here, in for Bill and Dawn. And hey, school is back in session. It's crazy. It's been going, what, 2 weeks now already?
If you ask the kids, it's been going an eternity.
Forever. Forever.
That's right.
Forever.
Forever. Well, one thing that does not go on break is Classroom Central. Classroom Central does essential work in our community. And today we are talking with Karen Calder. She is on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so glad that you are here, that you can join us. Classroom Central, supplying our students. Y'all are based over off of Wilkinson Boulevard, and I think you serve, what, about 120,000, 130,000 students and their teachers? Is it each year?
That's right. So
wow.
We work with 198 schools in 6 school districts, and each of our schools has a very high percentage of kids that need our help. So they're living in poverty, they're at risk, and we want to make sure that they and their teachers have everything that they need to effectively learn.
Well, I will tell you, Karen, I was looking at the website in advance of today's recording, and I was like, wow, by this number, which makes sense why it's at the top of your page. 64% of the students you guys in the districts that you guys cover, it's not lunch they don't come without. It's not homework they don't come without. It's not gym shoes they don't come without. It's they come without school supplies. 64% of the kids. That's amazing. The need is incredible.
Right. So it costs about $200 a year on average. Once you get to high school, it costs a little bit more. But on average, about $200 a year per student. And for a lot of families that are in our community struggling to find an affordable place to live, to put food on the table, you know, clothing, all the basic essentials, $200 is a lot of money for some folks. And so they send their children off to school, and the folks that bear the burden of responsibility for making sure that they get educated is our teachers. And we all know that they make a lot of money.
And, oh, yeah, they're flush with cash, flush with it. And it's like,
right. Like, so we didn't think it was fair. So in 2002, we started Classroom Central with one goal in mind, and that really is to save our teachers from spending their own hard-earned money and to make sure that kids have all that they need to be able to learn and to succeed in school.
Well, and right off of that, I think I also saw on the website that teachers on average spend, what, $500 to $1,000 out of their own pockets, and probably with, you know, decorating their classroom and stocking it, whether it's just Kleenex and pencils, that number could skyrocket even more.
Absolutely. So if you're a first-year teacher, you start out making $35,000 in North Carolina. Our teachers in Charlotte make slightly more than that. They do get a local kind of incentive, but I think it's less than $1,000. So, you know, $35,000, $36,000 is what you're earning right out of college. You might have some student loans that you're trying to pay off, as well as, you know, getting your own household in order. Rent in Charlotte is at an all-time high, so, you know, it's costly for them to live too. But then oftentimes when they start their job, they walk into an empty classroom. So it has desks, chairs, and pretty much that's it. So if we want to create an inviting learning environment that kids are going to be excited to come to and excited to learn in, you have to oftentimes pull money out of your own pocket and make that happen. So a first-year teacher can easily spend upwards of $2,500 to make that happen.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, you, as we alluded to at the beginning of the segment here, you guys work, and gals, all of you work year-round on this. This is not like a part-time gig or something like that, right?
Right. So we've been working at this, like I mentioned, since 2002, and we operate 4 programs, mm-hmm. the largest of which is our free store, which is situated over on Wilkinson Boulevard, and teachers come here and shop every Monday and Tuesday throughout the school year. And then we spend the summer months really preparing for the rest of the academic year. So we do a lot of school supply drives. We have a lot of volunteer activities that are here and just kind of get organized and ready to roll once our peak season hits, and that's always at the back-to-school time. So all together, we've given away over $56 million in free school supplies.
Wow. Buckets. Wow.
Over the last 16 years. And that is not possible without the generosity of this community. And when I say generosity, people oftentimes think about, oh, well, that means, you know, people giving money. It does, certainly. We're a nonprofit organization, so we do rely on financial contributions to keep our operation going. But also just the gifts of time. The majority of the work that's done in our organization is done by volunteers, and we need an army of people to make this happen. So this community is very generous, and there's always a place here at Classroom Central for folks that want to give of themselves and their time.
Which begs the question, how does one? Now, and as I'm asking that question, I also want you to take this opportunity to emphasize that the need is not just at the start of school. So
Right. There's
your leaping off point, and then I want you to explain to us how folks can get involved.
Sure. So the need is not just at back-to-school time. I think that's when it's top of mind for everyone because everybody's getting their own kids, you know, off to school, and there's lots of sales and the retailers, et cetera. But those pencils that we give our kids in August, they don't last until June. So they have to be replenished. And, you know, the same with notebooks and glue sticks and paper. So all of those materials have to be replenished throughout the academic year. And that doesn't even bring into play special projects that children are required to do as part of their coursework, especially the older kids get. You know, when they start middle school, that's when it really hits home with some of these special projects. So definitely supplies are needed year-round. Folks can get involved in a number of ways. We really pride ourselves on finding opportunities that are going to fit specific needs, whether it's an individual or a company or an organization that wants to get involved. There's really something for everyone at Classroom Central, and all of that information can be found on our website at classroomcentral.org.
You heard the lady. We're talking to Karen Calder from, she is the executive director of Classroom Central here. The opportunity to begin your engagement with this incredible group is through their website at classroomcentral.org. Thank you for mentioning that. Now, here is a related question. Do you think that if Bill did not eat so much library paste when he was in elementary school, that things would be different now?
Well,
I'm asking for a friend.
Don't lift the desk. Mottos to live by.
Exactly. Now, getting back on track to the need that it is year round, and that there 64% of the kids in the schools that you guys serve come to school without the proper tools to get the JOB done. What are the ways, or if I wanted to make a donation, could I make a monetary donation to the website, or could I find out some other way to do that? Or if I happen to be at Target one day, they're not a sponsor, I just mentioned it, but they should be. And if I happen to be at one of those retailers and they had a huge sale on library paste or pencils, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy all these, what would I do with those things?
So there's a lot in there. So I'll start with the monetary contributions. Really easy. We accept checks, cash, and folks, just for convenience, can go to our website, again, classroomcentral.org, and make an online donation. Really simple to facilitate that transaction. And every dollar that we spend on our programs, we turn that into $7 worth of materials that end up in area classrooms. So I was an English major in college, but I do know that 1 + 1 does not equal 14. But at Classroom Central, it does. And so we're really proud of our ability to maximize every dollar that's given to us. So that's number one. Number two, making or going out there and buying extra materials, especially when you're shopping for your own children, or if you just happen to love school supplies like I do, you're always out there kind of combing the aisles and looking at all the new neat stuff. You know, if it makes people happy to think about specific kids in our community that need their help and to kind of jump in and donate that way, then we're good with that too, because the more in-kind donations that we get, the more that we can give away. And so it really is up to each individual on how they would like to get involved and how they would like to contribute, whatever's meaningful for them.
Spectacular. And there is, as you said, Karen, right there on the top of the website, right there at the dead center of the screen, if you will, at the top of the bar there, is a big red donate button where you can make that contribution. Also, there is a tab for opportunities to get involved. And that's very exciting stuff. And like you said, the need is there year-round, and as is the opportunity to help one of these kids have a great
right. And I just want to say one thing. We do have a matching gift in place. So any new or increased monetary donation that's made between now and September 30th will actually be matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000.
Wow, that's spectacular right there.
A great way to double your money and double your donation, double your impact.
There you go. You heard her right there. That's Karen Calder, the executive director of Classroom Central. As she said, the need is ever-present, year-round, regardless of the fact that school is not so. Many parents probably wish that it was. But nonetheless, Karen, thank you so much for joining us and telling us a little bit more about the opportunity to get involved with Classroom Central and the need for this program.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.